Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and know what's looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Karen. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name's Garrett, but my friends and some of my family call me Gare. And I am a recruiting coordinator in upstate New York. And at night, I am an armchair detective.
I love that. So once upon a time, I had many careers. I was a recruitment coordinator for a bank. So I feel the pain. It's a lot of scheduling, a lot of different multiple projects in one. So
yeah, I work for a staffing agency. So it's a lot all at once, but it definitely keeps me busy throughout the day.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome. So you're a crime fiction junkie. So let's talk about some recommendations. What are some of your favorite recommendations?
I think that like with crime fiction, there's so many great reads out there, but some of my favorites would be Pretty Girls by Karen Slaughter. Mm-hmm. Valentine by Tom Savage is another great one. I read that one in high school and I've read it multiple times since. It just always, you know, hits the spot when you're looking for something that's kind of terrifying and yet, you know, immersive. Tell Me Everything by Cambria Brockman mm-hmm. is a great one. And The Long and Far Away Gone by Lou Burney.
I love this. So you're a fan of thrillers. So what's the difference between crime fiction and thrillers, actually? Are they are they kind of like just a subgenre and, you know?
Yeah, I think the thriller is definitely more of like a subgenre of crime fiction, because I think crime fiction kind of covers everything where, you know, you can have a psychological thriller or domestic suspense or something that's very heavy with like police procedural. Mm-hmm. So that's why, I mean, there are some things, you know, like I don't really prefer political dramas or legal thrillers that much, but I just kind of consider myself to be a, you know, a crime fiction junkie because I do like a lot of thrillers and suspense and mysteries and things like that. And I think that, you know, within a lot of those books, you will find that there's a crime that has been committed, which is what kind of, you know, reels you in. So that's why I prefer to call myself a crime fiction junkie.
I love this. So let's talk about thrillers. Which authors are your autobi or that you think we should check out their backlist or some books that you want to check out from authors?
Yeah, Riley Sager is my number one. Mm-hmm. I think that he is fantastic, and each book is so different, but when you read them, you know that you're reading a Riley Sager book, and you know that it's going to be worth every single penny that you spend on it. Mm-hmm. Karen Slaughter is another huge auto buy for me. Last year, I read a couple of her standalones, including mm-hmm. Pretty Girls, and then I devoured her two series, and like, caught up to like the 20 books that are in them within like 6 months. And it was just crazy, but I can't get enough of her.
That's
Lars Kepler is another one. Mm-hmm. They write some amazing stories that are really creepy, that are perfect for this time of year. Mm-hmm. And the cases are very complex and fun to read about. E.G. Scott is another one. They're a crime fiction writing duo, and it's a man and a woman that are friends. They write together, and their books are just excellent. They're always really twisty and fun, and they definitely are really hard to put down. Meg Gardner is another one. Mm-hmm. I think she's excellent, and I've loved all of her cases and all of her books. They're really creepy, but the characters are really driven and fun to read. And Jessica Knoll. Jessica Knoll is another, I wouldn't necessarily consider her books crime fiction.
Yeah.
But I think that her writing is spectacular. And I absolutely loved her last, I've loved both of them, but I love yeah. The Favorite Sister, because I love that it centers around a reality show of these catty women, and one of them's killed mm-hmm. and you don't know which one it is or why. So those are definitely some people that I don't care what they're writing about, I will buy whatever comes out from them.
Yeah, I feel like Jessica Mill should write faster. You know, it's one of those things, like, I would love to have more books from her, because I really love both of her books. Like, it's like they're just a fun, you know, thriller. Like, it's just a fun, I don't know, it's a fun ride that you're taking there.
Yeah, and her books are so complex and they're so well done that by the end of the day, like, I wish I could have more from her. But when you read the book, you understand why she mm-hmm. takes her time, you know, writing. Yeah. And I'm definitely excited to see what she comes out with next, because yeah. I interviewed her on Instagram Live a few months ago, and I think that she told me that the next book is kind of centered around a really popular crime that was committed. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't really tell me like the time, like the decade or anything else, because she didn't want to spoil anything, but whatever it is, I'm going to be one of the first ones in line to buy it.
I'm here for it. Yes. I'm here for it. It's one of, I don't request ARCs that often. Well, I used to, but not anymore. And it's one of those few that I'm like, okay, I need an ARC. I need to read it.
Right. When I got an ARC of The Favorite Sister, it was like one of those moments in like the past over 3 years that I've been blogging that I was like, this is the moment that you've been waiting for with all of this hard work.
Yes, I had the same feeling with that same book. I remember being so excited because I got it months ahead. It was like weird. I was like, oh my gosh, they actually want me to read this book. All this hard work is paying off.
That's exactly how I felt. I was like, you know, I mean, anytime that I get book mail, it's kind of like a mini Christmas, because you never know what you're going to get or when it's going to come in. And, you know, sometimes like the situation with The Favorite Sister, I sent the email asking if I could get a copy and didn't actually think that I would get one, but I was just kind of crossing my fingers for a couple of weeks. And then when it finally came in, I was just floored.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So what are some of your 5-star reads?
Ooh, definitely The Woman Inside by E.G. Scott. Okay. I read it for the second time this year, and I think that sometimes, especially within the crime fiction umbrella, we'll call it, you want to know what's going to happen, you want to know who the killer is, or you want to know something so badly that you read them a lot faster than you would other genres. Mm-hmm. And that might have been the case when I read it the first time, but reading it the second time, I was just catching up on different things and remembering different parts of the story, and it was just so good. And I just can't wait to read it for, you know, a third time and more so. That's definitely one. Ohio by Stephen Markley, mm-hmm. which is kind of this story about these friends that hadn't seen each other in a while, and they return to their hometown years and years after graduation, and they all have different stories. But a few of them, I would say, fall under the crime fiction umbrella. But either way, it's just one of those stories where everything connects. And then when you get to the end of it, you're just completely taken aback by how good he connected everything. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely what I would recommend. A Density of Souls by Christopher Rice. I read it when I was in high school, and it's just such an amazing book. And there's so many twists and turns that, you know, come within these characters that are so much fun to read, whether they're likable or not. And that's just one that I will always, always recommend to people. Jar of Hearts by Jennifer Hillier mm-hmm. combines the dual timeline and the, you know, the cold case murder with like a serial killer plot. It's just completely creepy and so immersive. I think that she is one of those people that can write the darkest books, and yet you just continuously want more. Like, you'll stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning reading them, but you'll triple check all of your locks and your windows at night, because she'll scare you. But they're so good. And What You Didn't Know by Joanne Chaney is also one that's spectacularly dark and immersive and just completely one of those books that'll take you by surprise and you'll be shocked with every twist and turn the plot takes. She's an amazing author as well.
I love all these recommendations. This is so awesome. So in your feed, you do some casting for the books. What is your casting process?
You know, the reason that whole thing started is because I started doing it before I even blogged. I would pull up the notes app on my phone because I have kind of a bad memory when I start a, like, well, in general, but especially when I start a book. And, you know, sometimes you're 50 pages into a book and there's like 10 to 15 people you're trying to keep track of. So if you meet somebody that's like tall, dark, and handsome, I would just write like Henry Cavill or, you know, something like that. And then I would just use that to kind of guide me and help me keep track of who was who in the story until I got more into it. Mm-hmm. And then when I started my blog, I entered this like 30-day challenge that was this big giveaway. And I thought it would be a really fun and kind of cool way to kind of take what, you know, the challenge was and make it kind of my own. So I would do little collages with every book that I was doing. And then that's kind of how I got a lot of followers in the beginning, is because people were really enjoying that. And it was a really good conversation starter to have with people that have read the same books that I was doing that for. And so the challenge was over. I unfortunately did not win, but it was fun. And I had a lot of new friends within the community that I could talk to about books. And, you know, when I started posting my reviews after, people were kind of like, I can't wait to see your casting choice for this one or this one. And then I decided to just keep doing it. And since then, it's kind of something that's, you know, brought me together with a lot of authors that I admire, a lot of other bloggers that I've met along the way, you know, because of the conversation that started. So now when I read a book, I just have all these notes in my phone about, you know, who's who and trying to come up with ideas. And I try to stick with how the author describes the character, you know, just to make sure that I'm sensitive to what their vision was when they were writing it. But so far, I haven't really had any flack except for one book, which was Stillhouse Lake by Rachel Kane. Mm-hmm. Have you read that one?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's another one to check out. I think it's really good. It's basically about a woman who comes home from work and a typical day, and she finds all these cops at her house. Oh. And there's a dead body in her garage because she basically finds out right in that moment that her husband is a serial killer. And he's described as being very attractive and charming and, you know, this like all-American guy who nobody ever suspected. And when I was reading it, I was like, well, I was thinking Channing Tatum because, you know, who doesn't love him? Yeah. And I think that a lot of his fans or a lot of people within the Bookstagram community did not like that whatsoever, because they were like, how could you cast Channing Tatum as a serial killer? And, you know, everybody was like, oh no, anybody but him, but I like all your other choices. And I was like, that was probably the one book that really, really got a lot of flack because people did not want to see him as a serial killer. So other than that, everything's been pretty mellow.
That's awesome. I love this. So what has been a book that you read this year you can stop gushing about?
Well, there have been a few. The Sundown Motel by Simone St. James. I do not read anything that is usually supernatural, but the way that she weaves the supernatural element into her books, it just makes it so believable, and it's not overdone. There's a ton of other things that are going on in the plot that are realistic that I find her books very creepy between her setting and the plot and some of the things that happen. that she's, I think she's going to be another one that's an auto buy author for me, because I think that the way that she can tell a story and completely scare the hell out of me is just fantastic. Like, out of all of the books that I've read throughout the years, I can remember reading specifically her books. Like, I remember where I was, how I was feeling, and not being able to sleep that night, you know, things like that. Home Before Dark by Riley Sager obviously is one that just completely floored me. I mean, I always expect a great book out of him, just because I enjoy his writing so much, but I'm always surprised with how he just completely exceeds my expectations time and time again. Final Girls by him was the first ARC that I got with my blog. So, you know, I became a fan very, very early on. And he's one of the first authors that I ever met as well. So I'm just, you know, Home Before Dark is completely great, especially this time of year. You know, Halloween's coming up. People want to be spooked, even if they don't really like thrillers or suspense novels. So I think that one's really good, because it's not like too bloody or gory, you know what I mean? It's just creepy and atmospheric. Each year though, you know, since I started doing this, there's always been a book that wasn't necessarily on my radar that completely takes me by surprise. And the book Please See Us by Caitlin Mullen was one of those this year. It's basically this story about a serial killer in Atlantic City, and the victims, the Jane Does that are written throughout, you get a perspective from them as well. And I think that's something that's really, it's really unique, and it's not something you see a lot, especially in this, you know, in this crime fiction world that we focus so much on who the killer is and why they're doing it and who's next and things like that, that when she were, you know, when she had those chapters of the Jane Does in between, it really brought life to those characters, even though they weren't necessarily on the page for a long time. So that was something that I really admired. And then the book was just fantastic. You know, the plot was really strong and the characters were really, really, really realistic. I just absolutely loved that book. And she's, I mean, I think that was her debut, and I'm already wondering what she's going to do next and anticipating her next book, because she's one hell of a storyteller.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to pick that one up next. So that's awesome. Tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me at Garindeed Reads on Instagram. That's GARINDEEDREADS. And right from Instagram, there's a link in my bio for my blog, which is garindeedreads.blogspot.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Gar, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed talking thrillers and crime fiction with you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.